Judy opened her eyes. She didn't know where she was. She could feel her body lying on a cold, muddy ground. At a distance, she could hear an owl hooting. She tried to stand up, but couldn't move. Fear was rising inside of her. Suddenly, the cloud that had covered the moon moved away and allowed her to spot an enormous spider slowly lowering down itself right above her face. As she looked around, she could see earthworms and tons of bugs covering her body as she felt something wet and tiny crawling inside her ear. When Judy opened her eyes, she saw her friends Emma and Steph quickly pulling away from her.
Hey Judy, we didn't mean to scare you.
We were just trying to wake you up.
Oh girls, I just had a real bad dream about all kinds of insects covering my body and entering my ear. So scary.
Don't worry, Judy. That was just my finger tickling your ear.
Seriously? That was so mean.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Wow, girls, you're already in the mood.
Yeah, come on, let's get ready for the concert.
After 2 hours of getting ready for the concert and dressing up, they were finally on their way to the bus station.
Still 2 hours, girls? Time is passing so slowly.
Yes, I can't wait to finally see him on stage.
Bieber fever!
Attention, please. There has to be something wrong with the engine. We need to evacuate the bus. Please leave your stuff and get out as fast as possible. After 1 hour of waiting and not knowing if they make it to the concert at all, the bus driver finally announced that they have been able to organize another bus that will bring them just in time to the Justin Bieber concert.
I can see the bus coming, girls.
I thought we would never make it.
Oh gosh, I'm so glad.
And really, just in time, they arrived at the concert. A few minutes later, they were right in the middle of the cheering crowd welcoming their idol. And the Bieber fever has infected all of them.